From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. This year, retail theft is in the spotlight. In January, Governor Newsom called for expanding criminal penalties, as well as bolstering police and prosecutorial tools. And state lawmakers are in lockstep, crafting legislation at the state capitol, signaling this has become a major political issue. But the data is also mixed. The increase depends on the types of retail theft and which years are being compared. According to the Public Policy Institute of California, which looked at the most recent crime data from 2022, although there has been an increase in shoplifting, a jump when compared to the unusual pandemic years, it is still below the 2019 rate. But law enforcement would argue these numbers are underreported because businesses don't always call 911 for a myriad of reasons that includes time and money. In the meantime, counties are taking matters into their own hands. Sacramento and Placer counties have joined us. They joined us earlier this year about how they're streamlining how retail theft is being investigated and prosecuted. Now, Yolo County has come up with its own way to partner with businesses and prosecute those who are caught. Joining us today to discuss the Fast Pass program is Yolo County District Attorney Jeff Reisig. Good afternoon.
Hi, Vicky. Thanks for having me.
So I had this conversation, as I mentioned, with the district attorneys in both Sacramento and Placer County about how retail theft has evolved in recent years. In Yolo County, how big of a problem is retail theft?
It's a huge problem. I mean, it's really devastating to many of our communities. When you start looking at the impact that it's had on, you know, prices going up, product being locked up, and stores even shuttering.
Which stores are experiencing it the worst in Yolo County?
Well, you know, it actually hits all of the county pretty hard. I mean, the big cities in Yolo are West Sacramento, Davis, and Woodland, and we're seeing it in all of those cities. Hmm. And, you know, the big thing, again, is, you know, you can't ignore this with your own eyes. I mean, when you walk into a store anywhere in the Sacramento region and you see product locked up, there's a reason for that. And it's not, it's because of the theft. And this is a recent development, as we all know.
Yeah. There are different types of retail theft. Shoplifting is under $950. Commercial burglary is over that amount. And robbery is a violent crime that is a threat or a use of force. And when talking with some people, law enforcement officials, I mean, in Sacramento County, the sheriff, Jim Cooper, he has called out retailers for not participating enough in the reporting and investigation process of retail crimes. Is that an issue as well in Yolo County?
It absolutely is an issue that the retailers are not reporting all of the thefts. But here's the thing. I don't blame them, because what's happened in California in the last decade is the laws have really been watered down to the point where the retailers know that if they make a phone call to the police, the chances that they're going to get a response in most situations are slim to none. And so, you know, it's just been this thing we've seen over the last 10 years where many retailers have just decided what is the point, and they don't even call anymore. I've confirmed this firsthand with some of the biggest box stores in the area. And, you know, I've looked at the numbers of what the actual thefts are, because they do keep track of that in their corporate, you know, the back room, and what's called in. And in some cases, it's zero called in.
So, I mean, what I'm learning from you, and this was in your press release as well, like some of the reasons are that, you know, police responses can be delayed. It can just be impractical and they have a business to run. So that brings in this new pilot program that Yolo County is part of, the Fast Pass to Prosecution. How does it work?
It's a pretty simple idea. I mean, you know, Fast Pass to Prosecution. It's Fast Pass to the Disney ride. Like, we want to get these cases in front of the decision maker as fast as possible. I am the decision maker. The DA is the chief law enforcement official, and it's the only person in the whole criminal justice system that has two powers that are unique. One is we can investigate crime. Two, we can actually charge a criminal complaint. Police and sheriffs can't do that. And so what we did is we created a system directly with retailers that they can send us their crime reports directly. And we're able to start reviewing those and making decisions about charging within, you know, days instead of weeks or months in the normal process.
So they essentially bypass calling 911.
Right. They still can and should call 911 in emergencies. This is not a substitute for them to make those calls. And I want them to make those calls. But again, the reality in police staffing is that, you know, many of these agencies are understaffed, overworked, and they have to respond to calls by priority. And what that means is, you know, they're going to respond to the rape, murder, robbery, child assault, you know, that kind of thing. And when they get a call on a theft, it's not that the police don't care. They do care. but they just don't have the resources to respond to all of those. And so that's why this program is actually helping the police as well, because we have set up the system now with the retailers where they can still, you know, submit a report to the police if they want to, but they can also send it directly to me. And then we immediately get to work on putting the case together.
And Yolo County is one of three pilot locations for this FastPass program. Seattle, Washington, as well as Kings County, Washington, are part of this. And it's part of the Retail Industry Leaders Association, as well as the National District Attorneys Association. When you found out about this pilot program, it launched in the fall, so you're about 6 months in. What attracted you to it?
So actually, we are the only one in the country doing this. So the pilot program you're talking about that involves Seattle and the King County attorney up there is a different project called Vibrant Communities. And I was selected, Yolo County was selected with those two jurisdictions to try new approaches to the retail theft crisis. I came up with FastPass as our unique approach in Yolo County. So it's not being replicated in Seattle for a variety of reasons. But the reason I came up with it was just my own frustration with seeing what's happening to these retailers who are being, you know, decimated, and also our communities that are suffering. And me wanted to do something to show, look, this is a top priority for the DA. How do I do that? I do it by opening this path for retailers to send it straight to me. So in one sense, it's a big policy statement by me as the DA that this is a top priority for the community, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is and saying, send the cases straight to me.
When it comes to the retailers that are participating, I mean, they're large businesses. You have Walmart, Target, Walgreens, CVS, Raley's, as well as Home Depot. What was the motivation and what kind of work had to go on behind the scenes to get this type of collaboration?
Yeah, collaboration is absolutely the key for this program to work. And so we started, frankly, with the police departments. I met with all the police chiefs. I met with the sheriff. I said, listen, I want to open this portal. I want to make sure that it's not, you know, going to interfere with your jobs, that you're good with it. They were all great with it. They love it. Then I met with the retailers one by one, and I said, this is my proposal. We were going to work with you directly to charge these cases, to review and charge, but you have to provide us. And I gave them a checklist. When you send over a case, you need to send me all of the video, all of the audio, any of the reports that you generate internally. And I basically gave them, you know, a recipe. And they were very excited. And frankly, this is a program that has support from the very top of these organizations. It's not just a local decision.
What is the criteria? I mean, you just laid out some of it for a retailer to use this program because, I mean, they're not trained investigators. So, and obviously you want to curb or prevent any unintended consequences of a program like this. I mean, how do they know how to report this and avoid any misunderstandings?
Great question. And the answer is, you know, many of these large retailers do have very professional asset protection teams in their offices. So when you start talking about the big retailers, Walmart, Target, Walgreens, IKEA, Lowe's, they have folks that are working in asset protection, which is the loss prevention people, that many of our former law enforcement. So they know what they're doing, but we're still providing them very detailed training on what it is we need for them to submit. And keep in mind, part of the reality now in these cases is everything's on video. And so when we get a high quality video showing the theft, that by itself is almost enough for us to make a charging decision in many cases if we can confirm the identity. And so I'll just say this isn't rocket science, you know, but it is about getting a thorough, detailed report with all of the facts so that I can independently review it to make sure that I am satisfied beyond a reasonable doubt that the person that I'm going to charge with a crime is that person and committed that crime.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Yolo County District Attorney Jeff Reisegg about a new retail crime initiative called Fast Pass to Prosecution. Okay, so you launched this back in the fall and you've already filed some criminal cases. So tell us, what has been accomplished in the last 6 months or so?
Yeah, we filed 49 cases, mostly felony cases against individuals who are involved in both organized retail crime, recidivist, people who are stealing again and again, people who are stealing large quantities, so over 950, and people who are stealing as part of conspiracies. This program is not targeting first-time offenders, right? We're not going after kids who steal a candy bar or, you know, that kind of thing. This is really focused on what the drivers of the retail theft crisis in our community. And that's the agreement I have with all of these retailers that are working on it.
from these 49 cases, I mean, you're talking about an organized arm of retail theft. What are you learning about how they operate?
Well, so this is one of the great misconceptions in California. The vast majority of the retail theft that we are seeing on a day-to-day basis is not part of some organized ring. The organized retail theft that's happening in California, it does exist, and it is a problem for sure. But the day-to-day theft that we're seeing where people just go in and grab stuff and walk out and, you know, 10, 20, 30 times a day in the same store, that's just people taking advantage of weak laws in California. So I've been really outspoken about saying that, you know, there's a lot of conversation about we're going to solve all of this problem by focusing on the organized retail crime syndicates. No, we're not. That's a part of it. But our experience in our county is the vast majority of it is not organized retail crime syndicates.
Hmm. And the goal of this, I mean, you're expediting, you know, being able to prosecute these crimes. There could be a concern by, you know, by wanting a swift prosecution, it can compromise a fair and just outcome. So if you can respond to that.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. Number one, I, as the DA, have to apply my own review to the reports when they send it over. I have a constitutional obligation to ensure that, you know, the identity is proven independently and that all of the elements are established. And then secondarily, it gets reviewed by a judge. So when we go and submit the case for a warrant, for an arrest warrant, so the police can go pick that person up, that independent magistrate has to put her or his eyes on that as well. And there's lots of checks and balances in the system to ensure that that type of injustice doesn't happen.
A lot at the root of this, you know, police departments, law enforcement agencies will say that there's limited staffing. This is why FastPass is working. I would also think on the public defender's arm, I mean, do they have the bandwidth to shoulder, you know, expediting cases? Because they, you know, they're going to be on the other arm of this.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair question. And I'm sure if my my colleague, the public defender in Yolo, was here, she would say she needs more help. And I would not, you know, spite them that. But look, I'm concerned as the DA with one thing, and that is trying to keep our community safe and make sure that we're holding people accountable. So we're full steam ahead on this, and we're going to grow it. It's proven to be successful at this stage. The numbers actually that we're seeing in this program are far greater than anything we've seen, even statewide, with some of the other programs that are out there. And so we believe that it'll be replicated in many, many counties over the next year.
Hmm. Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Have other DAs, other counties been reaching out to you? You said you created this FastPass program.
Yes, absolutely. I've already had conversations with at least a half dozen that are interested in starting the program in their county. And so we're starting those conversations to help them get it off the ground.
Hmm. You've been with the district attorney's office in Yolo County now for close to two decades. And I do know back in 2019, Governor Newsom launched a retail theft crime task force. So this is before the pandemic, to help local jurisdictions. I mean, how has the state's response and increased awareness about retail theft, how has that been helpful for you as, you know, the top prosecutor in the county?
So there's two parts to that question. The first part I'm just going to say is, you know, they haven't been responsive when it comes to addressing the weak laws in California. And Prop 47 specifically, which was passed by voters in 2014, has really been the driver of a lot of the crisis, the retail theft crisis that is, you know, empowering people to go in and steal every single day, multiple times a day, because if it's under $950, it's a misdemeanor. It's a ticket in California. And the legislature, candidly, just has not been serious about addressing those issues at all. But on the secondary side of, you know, funneling money or allocating money for organized retail crime task forces, they have done that. And the governor has done that. And I appreciate that, and that is helpful. But remember what I said earlier, the organized retail crime cases are not the predominant cases that we are actually seeing on the ground. The predominant cases are these people that are just deciding to steal, you know, rampantly because there's really no consequence anymore. And so we need legislative fix, and ultimately Prop 47 has to go back to the ballot to be amended. That's a fact. That's the way the law was written. And so there's a lot of us that are pounding the table and saying, it's time, California, we need to fix the law.
District Attorney Reisig, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
Jeff Reisig is the district attorney of Yolo County, discussing a new retail theft initiative called Fast Pass to Prosecution. Up next, it has been over a decade since California last added a city to its ranks, but a community in San Joaquin County appears to be poised to become the newest addition. We'll learn about the journey of Mountain House and what the benefits of cityhood might be. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Cap Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.